Stop telling yourself these lies. Will you please stop doing that? That's what I want to talk about today. I have four lies that you tell yourself all the time, and you're making excuses. So let's stop that right now, and let's talk about it.
Hey everyone, this is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. 1, 2.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's so great to see your smiling face. Whatever you're doing in the world, I hope you're crushing it. I hope you are conquering it, and I hope you're doing good. Just a quick update. I'm 5 months and 1 week post-operation of my Achilles. I'm doing good. I'm doing box jumps, jump rope, deadlifts, squats, jogging a little bit. Man, I feel good. So I want to tell you guys, thank you so much for all your prayers, all your help, all your just positive energy sent in my way. So I want to tell you thank you so much for that. I'm excited. I hope you are too. And I hope that you are crushing your 2024 so far. We're only in March. We got a long ways to go, guys. Long ways. Okay, let's talk about it. I want to talk about four to five things that are just terrible lies that you're telling yourselves all the time about getting into shape. Let's just talk about it. I know that you're too busy, and I know you're stressful, and I know that you have all this going on, because we all do. We have so many things going on. I get it. I understand. I'm a human being too. I'm a dad. I'm a father. I'm a business owner. I run a business. I work in a business. I do all of it. I get it. There's just not enough time. But I think the problem is that you don't schedule things. You don't take the time to use a calendar. You don't take the time to devote it. You don't want it bad enough. And I think the number one thing is, I don't have time to work out, meal prep, walk. But you do. You do. You just don't make it a priority. How many shows did you watch this weekend? How many shows are you going to watch this week on Netflix, Hulu, on Max, all these apps? How many subscriptions do you have? The other day I was thinking about that, and I really don't keep up with many shows unless it's Hard Knocks or Dallas Cowboys, or I don't really watch whatever these new shows are on Netflix because I don't have Netflix. Dad, if you're listening to this, thank you for letting me borrow Netflix here and there. But I really think that it comes down to you don't prioritize fitness. You rather prioritize TV over fitness. You rather prioritize those shows over your health. Just talking to people in this fitness industry and seeing people at the gym and people that are over 60 years old, they don't move well. Right when they come and see me for the first time, they don't move well, and it breaks my heart. It hurts my heart because I know people depend on them, and people want them here for many more years. I think about the elderly. I think about people that move slow. I think about that because when I tore my Achilles, I moved slow. Life did stop, but I'm getting stronger. And if you don't start now, you don't prioritize fitness now, it's going to be tough for you as you get older. You're going to make even more excuses. So I think if you can start scheduling when you're going to exercise and all those things, and I just think that just working out is important. Scheduling everything is important. Making sure that your steps, your meal prep, your everything is going to increase your chance of doing them and being successful. So if you don't do that, then it's not going to matter. So I want you to schedule every single thing. I want you to make sure that you're scheduling it. I want to make sure that you are taking advantage of that and just being genuine. I want you to be genuine in what you're trying to do. I want you to understand that. Don't get mad if I tell you that. Don't get mad if I tell you you have more time to do all those other things rather than doing exercise, meal prepping, walking, all those things. So, number two, life's too busy to start right now. I hear that one a lot. I met with two people today. They're both over 60 years old, and both of them want to travel more. They have opportunities to travel, but they're too tired to travel. They're not in shape to travel. They don't understand that, and this is something that is so bizarre with so much education that's out there. Everybody has a YouTube channel. Everybody has a podcast talking about fitness. And yet people still don't know. They still don't know that if you strength train, you watch what you eat, you walk, you take care of your body's going to take care of you. They still don't understand that. And it's just so bizarre to me, especially with the amount of media and social media that we have in the world. It's just so bizarre to me. So make sure that you're doing something, even if it's 10 minutes a day, guys. Even if it's 10 minutes a day. I love our weekends because we like to borrow some workouts online. We like to look at what other people are doing and do their workouts and try them and see how they feel. And that way we don't have to think. So we look on YouTube, we get on Instagram, we try workouts, we try all sorts of things because we love fitness, but it's a part of our lives and it's not too busy. We're busy, but we're not too busy to do these things. So life's too busy to start right now. That's not true. Life's always going to feel busy. It's always going to be busy. No matter if you're a business owner, if you're a spouse, if you're a mom, a dad, a son, a daughter, I get it. I understand, but it's always going to be busy. So especially as we age, we're always going to have responsibilities. We're going to have families. We're going to have a job where we sit. So it's going to make it a lot harder, right? But if you plan it and you get after it, it's not going to be that tough. Number three, here's another excuse and here's another thing that just bugs the crap out of me. And it's a lie that you're telling yourself is I just need to figure it out. I'm not in shape enough to have a trainer, which is bizarre to me. You need a trainer to get in shape. But once I get in shape, I'll get a trainer. That's something that bothers me big time. But, you know, it's just what bothers. Like I said earlier, responsibilities, family, sleeping, or sedentary jobs, not sleeping, all these things play a role in your metabolism. They all play a role in you figuring out and getting in shape. And really, it just comes down to consistency. You're not consistent enough. So stop trying to be perfect and focus on getting everything done at least 70% of the time, 80% of the time, 60% of the time. And I really do think that if you do it that way, you're going to figure it out. It's not that hard. People make this fitness thing so hard, but it has to become part of your life. You have to schedule it. You have to sit down and go, this is when I'm exercising. It is time. I'm too fat. I don't move well. My knees hurt. My back aches. I don't want to get that surgery. I want to get stronger, or I want to get strong before I get that surgery. All those things take time. All those things take planning and figuring out and being consistent. All right, number four. I think I might have a fifth one today. I said four in the opening, but it's okay. I need breaks. I need to have breaks on the weekend, which I do believe that you do need to have breaks on the weekend, but I really do think that on the weekend, that's probably the best time to exercise, and on Saturday and Sunday and do something because you're less likely to do something, right? So it's better to get a workout in early in the morning, 8, 9, even earlier if you can. That way you can enjoy your Saturday and your Sunday because that's when the most time that you eat like crap. So everything needs to be done in moderation. I don't believe in breaks. It was tough for me yesterday. I didn't exercise. I didn't do what I was supposed to do yesterday because I really did take a break. But I told myself, man, this is hard to do because it's not part of what I do. It's not part of who I am. It's hard. I have to force myself to do it because I have made it a part of my everyday life. So the same thing goes for you too. You got to make sure that you're genuinely practicing that. And you don't need a break. You don't work out that hard. Just get through some things. Swing a kettlebell 100 times. Do some push-ups. You'll be fine. All right, here's a bonus, number five. I'm over 40 and my metabolism is getting slower, or I'm hitting menopause and blah, 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 and I'm perimenopausal. You know how many times I hear perimenopausal when you work with people that are over 40? I am perimenopausal. I have hot flashes, sleep problems, mood changes, blah, blah, blah. I understand, ladies. You do. I get it. Have you watched what you ate? Have you started logging your food? Are you sleeping? Are you stressing less? All these things play a role in how you're feeling. And I'm not saying that you're not going to go through menopause. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that maybe sometimes you use these as an excuse rather than using them as a legitimate issue. So stop using them as an excuse. And no, not you, because your thyroid isn't causing your weight gain. You know what's causing your weight gain? You eating too dang much. That's what's causing your weight gain. Your metabolism slows down. The reason why it slows down is because you stop moving, because you stop exercising, you stop getting strong. You stop doing power cleans. You stop doing deadlifts, kettlebell swings, box jumps, lifting weights. You stop doing all those things, and your metabolism is going to slow down. Your metabolism will slow down because you don't eat enough. You're not supplying your body with enough nutrients, enough protein, enough things, good things to help your body. So I get it. I understand. I'm not a woman. I'm a man. I'll never have to go through those things, but I am getting older, and my T levels, testosterone levels, do decrease as you get older. So we just have to deal with different things. And I'm telling you, I've worked with many, many clients that have thyroid issues. And the reason why they have the thyroid issue does not play a role in their weight loss, because I have had a lot of women lose weight. It comes back to, are you logging your food? Are you in a calorie deficit? Are you strength training? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you drinking enough water? All those things play a role. But like anything else, talk to your doctor. I train a lot of OB-GYNs, and they will tell you the same thing. First, before they do anything else, how are we doing with our fitness? How are we doing with our intake? How are we doing with our movement? How are we doing? How? So I'm just saying, I think all these things play a role. And if you are telling yourself these lies, please stop doing it today. Stop it. Stop it. You're ruining yourself. Just get after it. If you need help, reach out. BUSTOSTraining.com. BUSTOSTraining. Bustos Training on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube, LinkedIn, and blah, 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 blah. I like saying blah, blah because it's everywhere. So thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast, and I hope you enjoy this sick beat.
See you later.